pizza.
This week's e-brake has already been yanked, but there's still plenty of misfires, misspeaks, and stop downs from the tickets broadcast week. We've got the best of the rest. It's time for the NIT break.
Friday afternoon, 2:38 here on America's favorite station. And yes, Conrad, it is time for the NIT break, which Monty will give you. And we have Why Today's and Suck in the Hardline coming up. But without further ado, with what should be more compound fun, it's Monty.
Thank you so much, Sean. Yes, we do indeed have some more compound fun here. As we have six candidates on the NIT break, we will vote for the winner at the end. Let's start with candidate number one. This was late night ticket during the compound. George Dunham, I believe y'all thought he had gone to bed, but he actually comes back with a guitar. And
that's right.
With his guitar, he decides to do a little singing, do a little picking on his guitar. Well, I think he gets lost in the song somewhere and forgets that he's live on air.
I don't take time to unpack anymore. Making sure that I take this all in.
Oh, oh yeah!
Dump that. Dump that. Dump it. Now pick it up.
For you know it, I'll be off again.
So did Randy put that in the song?
No, that was just Tourette's George.
I think he was, when you do a cover, you want to make it your own.
Okay.
Yeah, just pause and S.
And yeah, George likes to make songs dirty. And so he added an S right in the middle after he messed up a chord.
I honestly forgot all about that.
Oh, I heard it live, and luckily since I have a logger, I immediately had to go hear what he said. Because all I hear is him strumming, and then just a cut to, ah!
Oh!
So I had to go find what he said, and I got a nice S word from George.
Another,
which is like hearing your pastor curse.
That's another argument for George being MVP. Bringing out the guitar, cussing, having an NIT break.
I'm glad we got it. All right, he is candidate number one. Candidate number two here. This might make you think of old bad radio, as during the Hardline this week, Bob out at the compound, they were doing a Mavs segment, I believe, and Bob gets a little hungry from time to time,
mm-hmm.
and he decided that right in the middle of a hardcore Mavs discussion, let me take a bite of food.
Yeah.
No,
and
look,
you know what? I think there's a lot of people, too, that are sending that out.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that want him, that are still so mad at Nico.
Yes.
They want this to be true. Well, see, he doesn't want to play for Nico.
Yeah. He's ruined the entire reputation of this organization.
They want that to be true.
And another group, we will call them Mavericks enemies, that don't want to see the Mavericks land on their feet.
Right.
After they've told their Mavericks friends, you guys are screwed for a decade.
Right.
What is in your mouth right now?
A tongue.
But what else?
Dang. Maybe a small Cliff Bar.
Oh, my God.
You weren't supposed to throw it back to me so fast.
Food is Sith. He can't handle it. If food is there in front of him, he has to eat it.
It looked like he had a plug of chaw between his cheek and gum.
I've kind of thought about it. Sounds like a pretty good idea, to be honest. All right. So last night, here at the compound, what a fun time we had.
Like it's like Raphael Devers.
Yeah, and he immediately gets defensive at first.
On the air.
A tongue. And then a small Cliff Bar.
Yeah,
I mean, you can
just
barely
a little
even
one.
See it.
Yeah.
Cliff Bars are pretty good, though.
They are. They are
but
great.
You have time. We have breaks, three of them an hour, where you can pop that thing in there, not in the middle of the segment where you're clearly talking.
Okay, just throw it to the side of the mouth.
Look, as a guy who popped an
later.
Entire meatball in his mouth during the 1:30 news one day, I've had that beaten out of me. You can't do it.
They just like giving you crap for things they do every day. They're just projecting.
Were you like storing that meatball in your cheek like a squirrel?
Well, the problem was it was the size of a grapefruit, and I just kept gnawing at it.
Oh, okay.
And I brought a little knife, and I was cutting at it like a Brazilian steakhouse right in the middle. Some teacher sex story.
Just giving ham a piece.
Yeah.
Here you go, buddy.
Hey, a little sliver of my meatball picanha. All right, there is Bob. He is candidate number two. Up next, we have, oh, me. This was last week during the NIT break. When I preview these, sometimes I'll be halfway through and have to edit something or something and forget to rewind it, be kind, rewind, and I screwed up and I got panicked and whatever. Up next, we have a member of our show. It's one David Mino.
That's me.
Now, what? I wish I could live in the childlike world that you live in, Mino, where superheroes are real people.
Well, they are. Within the past, like, year.
There we go.
Yeah, it's all fiction.
It's like, oh, yeah.
Here's son of a bitch. What is happening?
Come on, man. Pull it together.
On this date in 2008.
Okay.
Okay, we're back in real time now.
Yeah. So I was driving around that evening with my soon-to-be 11-year-old listening to that on the top 10.
Mm-hmm.
And she heard you say SOB. Daddy, can he say that on the radio? Like, yeah, it's fine.
So I can say it too, right? That's not a bad word.
No, we can't say
it. Yeah, I normally work pretty clean like Jim Gaffigan, but right there I was just so... So taken by me replaying the exact same piece of audio twice, then claiming, no, I'm good now, and still not being
right
good.
On the heels of an NIT break of Travis doing something very similar by not having audio ready.
It's like, oh, yeah.
He's a son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch.
Earmuffs.
All right. There is me as candidate number three. Let's do a twofer here. From Donnie. First, he is trying to tease the Cam Pound, and he gets a little confused.
All right, well, we got to one story today. That's the news.
Oh, thank you, Travis. It's 1048. It's the invasion. Matt McLaren, Donovan Lewis, here until 1 o'clock before we head out to the Tequila Volteo Musers Camp Out. Camp Out. That's not right.
Camp Out.
Oh my God, are you okay? No, I'm not. I was just thinking about you.
Nuts.
Twerking in the ocean.
Out.
Yeah, no, that's not right. We'll hop aboard the OSS like we do every single day at 11:10.
I like how he stopped and tried to break it down. Camp.
He was like sounding it out.
Out. No.
I don't know if it was nuts, but it was funny. Camp out. It is weird, yeah, when you're combining compound and camp out.
Camp out. Campound.
Campound. So there's Donnie. Up next, more Donnie. This was, I believe, last Friday when he was with Rich, and he learned about the origin of the San Antonio Missions.
The San Antonio Missions, the AA affiliate of the Padres. They just love missions down there. Love their missions.
They got them all over town.
They sure do.
Got
they
a big sure one do. Called the Alamo.
Oh, dude. It's not that big, though. The L.A.
Hang on. I didn't... God, this is...
Do we need a safe space for you here?
I don't even know if I can say it. Continue.
Did you not know the Alamo was a mission?
No. I knew. But when you think San Antonio... Do you know where I'm going? Tip sheet?
No, I thought you were going to say you didn't know it was a mission.
No. I knew that was a mission, yes.
Okay, well, what were you going to say?
Music down. You got to say it. Put that music down.
I mean, it's in San Antonio.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. There's a brand of a certain food that's...
You thought they were named after a tortilla?
The Mission Tortillas?
Wow.
No way. You did not.
You really thought that?
Unbelievable. Like, I'm not saying...
Of course I wouldn't think
I'm
that.
I'm not going to say...
You crazy?
You should have seen their logo at some point, but you had to know it wasn't just a flour tortilla.
So when am I going to ever see the San Antonio Mission logo?
When you they're up here getting a no-hit by the Frisco Rough Riders, right. Buddy boy.
Wow.
So I don't know what was worse, that or you thinking that in
Silence of the Lambs?
Silence of the Lambs.
Okay, I swear to God, I thought it was...
We're going to get the hose?
Yeah,
what,
so...
Diddy? What do you mean he's going to go get... He's clearly talking about water.
So when Buffalo Bill says Pound. It puts the lotion on the skin or it gets the hose again, I thought he was talking about himself getting
gonna
women. Like he
women
was going to do some stuff with her or something. That's what I always thought it was.
Like he was calling himself a hoe?
No, or it. Like he's calling himself it.
That's
like
an impressive
it gets
mistake.
The hoes again.
What do you call him? A Mondegreen for you?
I guess that'd be a Mondegreen. It's the same. Because that's what he's saying, right? It gets the hose again. That's where he's saying
H-O-S-E.
Water
hose.
So I thought it was hoes like bros before hoes. Those kind of hoes. Blew my
Buffalo
mind.
Bills hanging out with bros.
Yeah.
Blew my mind yesterday.
A bit of a loner, that
one. Yeah, he's definitely not prioritizing one over the other.
And by the way, the San Antonio Missions have maybe the best minor league mascot ever. Have you ever seen Bala Pino?
No, but I need to research.
I'm really in now.
Their mascot is just a giant jalapeno.
It's not a big tortilla?
No,
with
somehow,
butter spread on it?
Somehow it's not a big tortilla.
Like, their nickname is the brand of tortillas.
Not just the tortillas.
No, it's the brand.
Yeah.
That's more of a thing in Japanese baseball. You know, you have the...
Well, you have the...
Samsung, or no, that's Korea.
But you have the Tacoma Ortegas. You have those up there, if we're just going all around the tortilla.
The hard shells?
Oh. The New York Picantes?
Yeah, check out Bala Pino if you can.
The New York City Picante.
Awesome. All right, there is Donnie. He is candidate number 4 and 5. Our last one here, candidate number 6. Was Corby during last week's concert calendar. They're talking about a concert filled with young adult women and him wanting to possibly be there.
At the Cambridge Room, Weathers, at the House of Blues on Tuesday, Turnover.
Cherry, Apple, Interception, Fumble.
Shut up, Honda.
There are a couple other indie bands on the undercard of this bill. I think this is going to be one of those, if we were working in studio on Tuesday and driving past the House of Blues, it would just be a line a mile long of like 17, 18-year-old kids.
I love those shows. Well, looking at the line, not...
You're just
telling on yourself.
Set yourself up.
God, those shows are so hot.
Tuesday at Club Dada, Chloe Moriando.
God, I love those shows.
Just drive by all the time.
Ladies.
God, younger the better.
They don't even think I'm a nerd.
Yeah.
You can buy them beer.
What's up, fellow kids?
Yeah.
So you guys have fake IDs or what?
Mr. Apple, Cherry, or Interception?
That was a solid joke, man.
Gosh. All right, so there's Corby. He is candidate number 6. Let's go ahead and vote. Is it George? Is it Bob? Is it me, Monty? Donnie and the Campbound, Donnie and the Missions, or Pedo Corby? Let's start with Lando.
I'll take my leader, Jub Jub.
Oh, I'll have to cancel the one next to mine. Sean.
I'm going to go Jeb with a full escort.
All right. Mino.
And this is a tough, tough week. I think I'm going Donovan.
Which one?
With Camp Out.
All right. Ham?
Give me the ticket, Pedo Corby.
Also a good one.
Okay.
Not an authorized nickname, I don't think.
The Hardlines, Pedo.
Oh, okay.
I think I would pick Bob and the Cliff Bar, but George gets 2 votes. Which does have the most, so George getting dumped in the middle of a country song is this week's NIT Break winner.
And the unofficial
he has
Camp Out MVP.
He has 4 all time. He's halfway to Ham, who has 8.
He's got some ground to make up.
We're halfway to Ham.
And we all sing along like we're at a hockey game. Congratulations, George.